It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're disgusting.
Is she right?
What a horrible thing to say.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Give us a call right now at 877-365-3636. Or you can go to WJFK.com, see the largest face on the East Coast. Click on Mike. Once you're there, check out the podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. We will be having an email segment next week on the program where we will share your emails. And once again, want to thank everybody that has posted some very nice things.
Thank you.
And very few nasty things.
And thank you for that, too.
A few.
They've been edited. They've been edited for your enjoyment. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Ken from Manassas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have a couple Webers that I'll be willing to bring up to your place on Friday.
Are they new or used?
They're used. I've used them plenty of times.
Ken, you heard CK. He's going to buy us some new ones.
Oh, well, okay. He can buy new ones. I got charcoal, and I'll bring brats and a pork shoulder.
Okay, Ken, what we want you to do is a what?
A pork shoulder.
Oh, a whole pork shoulder. I'm not sure whether we're going to get that elaborate. Here's what we need you to do. Bring your brats that are pre-wrapped. They have to be wrapped, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. And we will have the Webers ourselves. We'll have the Weber grills here, so you don't need to bring Weber grills.
Where are you calling from?
Manassas.
Okay, did you make these brats yourself, like in the garage?
and then he's going to shrink wrap them. It'll be great.
All I keep imagining is Dwight from The Office, and like in the barn making bratwurst.
I wasn't invited to Michael's,
and it didn't bother me a bit. So that's the only rule that I can think of right now is the only rule.
Mike's rules.
The rule for
the rules
barbecue.
Of barbecue.
Write these down.
The only rule that I can think of is that if you're going to bring something down that we're going to cook, and we won't be out there the whole time, but I would like to, you know, if you're throwing a barbecue, you want to cook a little bit.
You know who could be the underlying attendant for the whole day is Joe.
Joe?
He loves cooking.
And fire.
And Joe loves barbecued chicken, too.
Yes, he does.
I don't like barbecued chicken on the grill, though, especially when you put that barbecue sauce. It gets so nasty.
It burns. It's all the sugar.
Right. Hot dogs, brats,
hamburgers.
Pre-packaged meats of any kind will be accepted, except for barbecued chicken. We don't want to have that mess.
I think what might be nice, you could bring a package of ground beef, but you'd have to make the patties in front of us.
You know what we mean.
And then there would have to be the supervised hand washing.
That's right. Yeah.
You'd have to be aware of that
Buzz,
as well.
Bring some wipes.
Food safety will be one of our top priorities.
Bill, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hello.
How are you, Bill?
I am excellent.
What can we do for you?
Last week, I tried to grill a pound of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Word to the because bacon is delicious.
It is, especially smoked. But what happened? What went wrong?
Fireball.
Oh, well, sure. It's got a lot of fat.
Why didn't you tell me last week?
Well, what does this have to do with our barbecue on Friday?
Well, don't do it.
Don't do bacon.
Okay, no bacon. So noted. Joseph from Fredericksburg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I know this might be a little off subject, but I've heard you mention your restaurant a couple times, and I was just wondering what kind of restaurant is it, and where is it at exactly?
It's an unsuccessful restaurant. That's the way I would describe it. Thank you for the call, though. Hello, Tom from Pennsylvania.
As far as the location, right at the intersection of break-even and almost break-even.
No, we're excited. We're excited. Sure. It's the best damn Friday and Saturday night you'll ever have. Yeah, that's a whole day, practically. That's a whole nother segment where I'm going
to
talk about that.
I'm eager to hear,
you know,
though.
Yeah, I mean, let me just say it's a work in progress right now. And we're perhaps going to, you know, get out there one of these nights, one of these Friday nights,
look
and
forward.
Have a little happy hour. Why are you looking at me like that?
I looked down.
It's going to be
a Friday night.
It's going to be mandatory for everyone on the show.
We're going to have to go on
mandatory
Friday.
Fun.
Tom from Pennsylvania, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey there, Michael. How are you?
Please call me Mike, Tom.
Sorry, Mike.
That's okay. It's just, you know, it's a little thing.
It's a thing he has.
Idiosyncratic thing that I deal with. What can we do for you?
I just thought I'd bring some brats by.
Brats pre-wrapped would be more than welcome. I do hope that now I'm beginning to think, do you think two Weber grills is going to be sufficient for...
If we keep them going the whole day, sure.
Depending on the size of the grill, sure.
Yeah, don't go crazy. Just bring enough food for just yourself, okay, Tom?
Bring a broth.
Fully cooked ones so you can't kill anybody.
Yes, I will cook them thoroughly, or whoever's out there. It'll be me, it'll be Rob, it'll be Joe. Buzz, you're a big barbecuer.
I love being there.
You know, one of the things that we all have in common on this show, we are all skilled barbecuers. Oh, I think we know what we're doing. I mean, really.
Champions.
I bought a new one for this season.
You did?
A new grill. A great grill.
Is it a Weber?
It is a Weber gas grill, but it is magnificent.
Now, are you a gas or charcoal?
I actually have both. I have the Weber kettle grill and a gas grill as well.
He cooks his turkeys in the...
on the Weber grill. You can't... The smoked turkey on the Weber kettle grill and then the gravy that it makes. Incredible.
See? Yeah.
My gravy's better.
No.
Yeah,
be.
It is.
No, any day.
Future show. DJ
a
from...
gravy off?
DJ no, from Sacktown.
I put that in the stuffing.
You're on the show. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing good, man. I'm enjoying the laughs. All good times. Hey, I got a buddy of mine.
Good times had by all. No question about that. Listen, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why they call you DJ?
Because my name is Don John.
Don John.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, DJ. Well, you know, that's what we are technically. We're really just DJs.
Yeah, I get it all day long. Anyways, back to me and my story.
Yes, of course. I see here you want to tell us something, DJ, about a gas-powered blender.
Yeah, a buddy of mine.
That's a great story. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
I certainly did, too. Greg from Waldorf, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Master Mike O'Mara, how are you gentlemen doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine. I was the ass that was at the studio on Friday making a sign walking up and down Rockville Pike. But I was calling today. I want to know what kind of wieners you guys wanted me to bring.
What I want you to bring is something pre-wrapped because I saw you. You looked like you had a potential of living in your car.
Yeah.
And I just, whatever it is, make sure that it can be pre-wrapped. And I think that the meats will have to be inspected.
And, you know, we are close to Passover. Bring Hebrew Nationals.
You know, what hasn't been addressed is the horseshoes because I'd like to do the horseshoes. I don't think we have room for volleyball out there,
no.
But we'll find out from the you know, from the building whether we can do the little horseshoe pit and tear up the lawn.
A three-hole miniature golf course.
How do you gentlemen recommend that I wrap up Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy then?
Oh, no. Nasty.
And remember, in the future, it's I'm the ass who, not I'm the ass that.
Thank you, Buzz. Okay?
Hey, you know what that means?
Sadly, that will come back to haunt us.
We got more barbecue talk coming up. Also, we got to get Tony Perkins in here from Fox 5.
Yeah.
But before we do that, let's get right to our very first buzz of the day.
Just in time for the Pope's first visit to the U.S. What? He's here? First visit as pontiff of a new poll shows most Catholics are satisfied with his leadership. A study commissioned by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops shows 82% of adult Catholics are at least somewhat satisfied.
Mike, are you satisfied? Satisfied with the Pope?
I'm curious.
But not satisfied?
I'm curious, and I'm more intrigued today than I was yesterday because after all that talk on the show, I have purchased into the hype.
Yeah.
I really, because it's just, you can't avoid it, and you're watching this. And when they said something about the fact that he's kind of a modest guy, and he's a peaceful man, and, you know, I'm getting sucked in. And I got sucked in by Diane Sawyer.
That's how they get you.
Oh, yeah.
And now, what he appears to be a gentleman, a kind man, and I'm just like, oh, look at him. He's an 81-year-old guy. He's just this frail little guy. You know, you forget about the whole doctrine and all that, so who knows?
I think what they need to do is the next time, because this guy can't last much longer. They need to bring in like a 25-year-old pope.
People are living longer, Rob. People are living much longer in the United States and abroad.
How long you think he's got?
I think this pope could go to the big 90 easily. Yes, easily. You know why?
Why?
Red loafers.
You know what I read?
Say no more.
That those are actually traditional.
Really?
Like, really, like, from back to the Renaissance, they wore red shoes.
Yeah, traditional if you're John Waters.
Traditional if you're Dorothy from Kansas.
Can you get them with taps?
Traditional queen.
Among Catholics who attend Mass weekly, that number of people being satisfied jumps to 93%. The study also revealed that 31% of adult Catholics attend Mass. That's about a third every given week, and 23% go every week.
Buzz, just one second here. I want to take this call because we ignored this fact. Keith in Alexandria, you want to bring some buns?
Hey, I'll bring buns, condiments, and charcoal bricks.
Okay, are we okay on charcoal?
I think we can handle the charcoal because we'll want match light and starter.
Buns That's and insane. Condiments, okay, Keith?
Okay, how many buns? Like 6, 7
you
dozen?
Know, you bring what you feel you want to bring because everybody's going to be bringing stuff, and make sure that it's pre-wrapped and not moldy.
Everyone bring matches.
I'll bring one.
All right, well, fireplace matches, the long ones.
All right, the barbecue is official. We've gotten permission. We will have the barbecue. Well, he's checking with the owner. I'm not going to have any problem with Bob's
skin. Bob is fine.
The barbecue will start at about 4 or 5 o'clock on 4:30.
Maybe Bob will bring some sausage.
We'll start setting up early. What?
Can I put in a special request?
What's that?
Can Dennis Murphy bring some potatoes?
Thank you. You know, sometimes when you've got the mouse, you can't hang up on them quick enough.
Yes.
He mentioned two words. It's all well and good to have Dennis as a part of the new show. Uh-huh. Just think it might be a little soon.
You think?
Yeah, just a little soon.
I agree.
What if we duct taped a spatula to him and he could sit on the grill? Make sure everything's okay.
Oh, you tease you.
Wouldn't that be good, though?
Duct tape a spatula to his stump.
Oh, we could do it on either side. You know, we could do it to both sides.
That'd be wonderful.
He'd look like a barbecuing robot.
All right. Well, maybe he can come.
Okay. It's up to him.
No, it's up to me.
Yeah. It's up to Mike.
I haven't really decided yet.
All right.
I saw him on Friday.
I did, too.
And it was nice of him to come by, and it was nice to see him.
He's very nice.
It is an outdoor function, and I just, you know.
Are his eyes different?
He looks different in general.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you were looking at Dennis and you were looking at Tom and you were saying, who first? Might be very interesting, but
what I saw when I saw Dennis is sort of like the way John Adams has changed through the course of that show.
Now everybody's calling here and saying secrets to barbecue. I don't want any barbecue lessons.
We know what we're doing.
This is hamburger, hot dog stuff. Make sure the meat is wrapped and bring the buns. Bring what you feel like you want to bring as far as quantity. Mm-hmm. But as far as items are concerned, I think we want buns, hot dogs, hamburgers, but they all have to be wrapped.
If you're traveling from a distance, it's not too much trouble to put that meat in a cooler.
That's right.
That's
keep
true.
Keep it simple.
This is like candy on Halloween, too. Make sure it's wrapped.
Please.
Very good. Okay, Buzz.
And no fun size.
That's my advice. Make sure it's wrapped.
Right.
Fast food restaurants in New York can be required now to post signs telling customers how many calories are in their meals.
Shake those maracas.
This is a ruling from a federal judge who said today that the city is required disclosure that the idea is, quote, reasonably related to the government's interest in providing consumers with accurate nutrition information. This is a day of remembrance and reflection at Virginia Tech. It was a year ago when a student gunman killed 32 other students and faculty member there before turning the gun on himself.
You know, just want to say on a serious note here, a lot of people in this area, especially the people who listen to this show here in the Washington, D.C. area, have family, have friends, and that tragedy very close to all of them. We want to send our prayers and our thoughts out to all those families because it's amazing to me that this was just a year ago. It feels like it was a shorter time period had passed.
My cousin Danny lost his teaching assistant.
Unbelievably tragic day for and you know it's in this world that we live in right now. It makes that big splash and then bam, it's gone. And you know you'll get a day like this where they're having the vigil. They had the midnight vigil at Virginia Tech with the Hokies last night, and then it's forgotten again. But I want all those people to know we're thinking of
it. We love Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. South Carolina fourth grader, meanwhile, has been suspended for bringing a loaded gun to his elementary school. Rock Hill police say the 9-year-old boy took the 9mm pistol out of his backpack and unloaded it to show his friends in a school bathroom.
Is this a week after we had the kids that were plotting to kill their teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, you get a story. I see stories like that at least once a month, if not more.
I got my
Those
kids.
Were third graders.
Those were third graders were plotting to actually duct tape and torture the teacher.
It was funny because, you know, they had like little third grader diagrams.
They were just kidding around.
Lots of fun at recess.
The government chose April 15th to ask that actor Wesley Snipes be put away in a federal prison for 3 years and be forced to pay a $5 million fine.
Whoa, when did this happen?
He hasn't been sentenced yet. This is just what the prosecutors are asking for, and they asked for it on April 15th, yesterday.
Snipes.
He was convicted on 3 counts of failing to file his income tax returns. Like a lot of people, he believes the income tax is not only unfair, that it doesn't really exist.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, lighten up, guys.
The same jury that convicted him also let him skate on several other felonies. Government's trying to prove otherwise.
Did you say skate?
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, I didn't even talk about it at the beginning of the show. Way to go, Caps.
Speaking
I'm
of
sorry,
skating.
I'm falling off the bandwagon. I am so pissed.
You're not the same Mike we started the show with on Monday.
This is the Mike who smoked a half a pack of cigarettes watching the game last night, just in total anger, as the Capitals got completely mauled up in Philadelphia.
Lots of scoring, though.
They got bullied. Lots of scoring. He knows nothing about hockey.
No, wasn't it 6-4? It was 6-4. That's
a lot
of
you
goals.
Read a newspaper. Thank you very much. No, it was lots of scoring. They got manhandled. They got mauled.
Yeah.
They got bullied.
So you're off the the bandwagon?
No, I'm not off the bandwagon. They can come back, but they've got to change things.
Are you gonna rock the red?
I did rock the red.
Attaboy.
I went to 11 games during the regular season. I just thought last night's game pissed me off. It was very frustrating because you're watching the team you like, and they're getting absolutely bullied. They didn't just lose. They got their butts kicked, and they got beaten physically in every element of the game. And my friend Locker was saying that. He's just that. That's true. Right now, they got to step up the tempo, Mr. Burbank.
Manhandling is the one thing hockey doesn't need.
How did you feel about the game? Did you enjoy it last night?
Was that last night?
Tell him there was lots of scoring.
Well, I'm sorry. You were watching American Idol, right?
Actually, I did watch a little.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Worst episode of the year.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Snipes has cheated the government, according to the government, out of $15 million. And say hello to the iTax. Mm-hmm. A growing number of state lawmakers are proposing new taxes on digital downloads, including music, video, and books.
Which I?
All of them. 22 states and the District of Columbia believe the downloads are already legally taxable. Nebraska is considering implementing the tax starting October 1st. There's a lot of gold in the mines known as iTunes, Amazon.com, Yahoo Music, and Walmart Music.
It doesn't matter because we're going into a depression anyway.
I suppose you're right.
Is it going to be great?
It's going to be bigger than great.
So it's going to be the greater depression.
This will be the best depression.
That's hot.
Thank you.
Coming up in your second buzz, cocaine on the high seas and washing up on the beach. And in the final buzz, do gay people have the right to be miserable in marriage and divorce? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Let's go to Ed in Texas. Ed, thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Well, I really wish I could make it up there. I am in Texas at this time. I'm currently writing a cookbook, and I just wanted to – I'm not giving you a tip. I'm just saying the reason barbecue chicken would burn is if there's any sugar in the marinade or sauce until the last 10 minutes, that's what burns.
Yeah, I think everybody –
might I say that beer chicken would be awesome. Have you ever taken a whole chicken? You stick a beer up inside it.
Yeah. Sounds a little sexual to me.
It is, and it's great.
Isn't that what those guys at Wampler Farms got busted for? Don't they penalize? Don't people get prosecuted for that, Ed?
If the chicken consents.
Well, got to be 21.
This is after the chicken, of course, has been properly slaughtered.
You can set the chicken on top of a half can or a half bottle of beer and roast it that way, and it makes the chicken extra moist and tasty.
Can you do it on a grill?
I don't know.
A few of them in a Weber would be great because the only problem is you want to try to get some heat to the top to make sure the top and that kind of that dome does really well. So
Ed,
like three or four.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed. I'm curious about how you're listening to us in Texas. You listening online?
Yes, online.
Very good. How's the how's the stream today? I know we've been having some trouble with our stream.
Very, very solid.
That's good.
I can't tell you how much I love the new show. The new Buzzcast format is just awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, Ed. We appreciate it. We go to Brian in D.C. Brian, you're on the show. How you doing?
Brian.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hold on, let me take. Yeah, I just wanted to see this works on your new show. Did you hear about the bus accident in India and whatnot?
Was that a joke? Because I had to hang up on
it. It was a combination joke, whatnot. He was trying to make trouble.
Okay, we're talking barbecue right now. John from McLean. John, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. I wanted to first let you know I love new Bitter Buzz.
Thank you.
There's nothing new about that.
But I wanted to just a thought, guys. A name for the barbecue, Mike O'Mara's Meat Off. Taste your neighbor's meat.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. We'll file that in the big file. Put that in the file, okay, Rob?
I'll print up a sign.
Todd from Las Vegas, Nevada. Todd, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, I am so happy to finally talk to you, and I have to tell you that Monday was the chance we got to hear the first issuance of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
And then Tuesday, the station that you guys broadcast on out here went to All Sports and took you off the air.
I think we knew that was coming. Didn't we get a little advance notice on that one in Las Vegas? There's really, when they do a whole format change, there's nothing we can do about that, Todd.
And I was so upset. And I mean, luckily, we can stream you guys here at the office because my assistant and I love listening to you guys. And, you know, when Don was there, we loved it. And having you with the show, we still enjoy listening to you every afternoon to pass the time.
Thank you very much, Todd. And, all I would say is, talk to your affiliates, different affiliates out in Las Vegas. We'd love to be on, of all the cities in the United States where I'd like this show to be on, Las Vegas is almost the top of my list.
I'm hoping that you guys also make a trip back out here, maybe do a live broadcast out here in Vegas.
Well, it's funny, whether we have an affiliate
it out there or not, Todd, there's a pretty safe bet within the year I will be in Las Vegas. Thanks for the call, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Right. You know, we get the last laugh on that radio station in Las Vegas because we didn't start doing good shows until Tuesday.
Yeah, we gave him a real SE show.
That's right.
But, I'd love to actually get an affiliate out there. That was a pretty good affiliate. It was a small station, but the people that listened were out of their minds.
They loved it, and it's a good fit for that city somehow.
All right. Well, thank you for everybody calling. Everybody sounds like they're reasonably excited about the barbecue for Friday.
Rightly so.
Bring your buns. Bring your prepackaged meats.
Bring your buns.
We got charcoal. We got Weber grills. We're going to try to get a horseshoe pit. We're going to try to do all of that. Mm-hmm. And coming up next, we will welcome Mr. Tony Perkins from Fox 5. We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.